Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And it's a good afternoon right here at the Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, our guest today is one who is not only a big fan of myself and Lucas McFadden, but WRHI as a whole. He was maybe giving his age away a little bit. He said he's known WRHI since 70 years, and we're celebrating our 80th year this year, Jerry. So it is, of course, if you hear that voice, you might recognize it. It's Pastor Jerry Devinney of Lakewood Baptist Church. So before we really dive into why you're here, Pastor Devinney, just tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe about Lakewood Baptist Church.
Well, thank you. I had the privilege and honor to grow up in Rock Hill all my life, and I have the honor and privilege of pastoring Lakewood Baptist Church, the greatest people in all the world. It's a joy for me. In fact, we got Vacation Bible School this week. So
that's a good
plug. It's the only time in life you can act like a kid and get by with it. It's awesome fun. But again, I grew up here, and this is my home, and WRHI was the only radio station we ever listened to around Rock Hill. That's how we kept up what was going on.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you, and we thank you for that. But really why you're here is because about a year ago, it was almost a year, it'll be a year in August, you survived what a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to survive. And you had a widow maker heart attack. So I want you to take us back to August of 2024 and just kind of recount that story, if you would.
Wow. You hear people talk about the grace of God and the mercy of God. I experienced both of those a year ago. Actually, this started what I thought was a shoulder injury. In May of 2024, I was redoing my deck, and I pulled a muscle in my arm, and, man, I thought, man, I was going to die. But it wasn't my arm all along. There was pain there, but my symptoms began actually in May and got to be terribly, terribly bad in August. You know, when you're my age and you grow up and you think that you're in pretty good shape and you don't think 70 years old is, you're not old yet, and you don't, I don't pay attention to my body, and I didn't. All the symptoms were there, but I just ignored what was going on. And again, going through those 2 months, 3 months leading up to the heart attack, again, my routine was the same, but I got no exercise because I'm a workaholic and I love what I do.
Well, let's stop there. What is a typical day or routine look like as a pastor? Just to kind of set that table.
Yeah, get up about 6:30 in the morning and get started. Then I'm at the church 7:30 to sometime 8:00, 9:00 o'clock at night. It's just, there's no stopping, because when people have hurt, have needs, you go to where
pastors
the needs
are always on call.
Hospital, funeral homes, whatever, or just counseling. So it's no, most pastors in Rock Hill understand this. There is no set schedule. You are 24 hours a day. And but that's what we love to do, because that's what we're called to do.
Right.
It's not good for your health. The stress is tremendous. I can't even describe. When you see a hurting child or hurting adult, and it breaks your heart, and the stress becomes, because you want to fix them.
Right.
Pastors are fixers. We want to fix people's spiritual problems and also emotional problems and physical problems. And unfortunately, we put too much on our own shoulders. But I don't know, and a lot of preachers will understand this, we don't know where to cut it off. Thank God I have a wife that and a family that has been raised in the ministry and understands that whole process. So, but not paying attention to my body and running all the time and popping in here or there to get a hot dog at Ebenezer Grill. or a cheeseburger, Dutch meal, and instead of eating healthy and doing things right, you just get something down your throat and get back.
Right.
And unfortunately, you don't pay attention because you think that you're going to live forever. That's my problem. I never thought I would be going through a heart attack.
So take us back to, I know you said the date that you actually had the heart attack was August 24th.
Yes.
But you really, so you started seeing symptoms in May, but August 21st, some things really got started.
My family, my children, Josh and Amanda, and Josh and Bethany, and my wife, threw me a birthday party at home, and we're eating dinner. And the kids were outside playing on the deck or whatever, and I began to hurt. I began to hurt from my shoulder all the way down, my arm, didn't listen to again, and I felt the tightness. So all I did was pop a couple of Tylenol 800 milligrams because I thought it was on my shoulder.
Now, did you tell anybody, or did you just go pop your Tylenol?
No, I just popped my Tylenol, sat in my recliner, and it began to hurt worse and worse. So I got up, laid on the couch, didn't work, finally laid on the floor and got relief. And I said was just got to be the Tylenol kicking in so I feel good now. Or that was lying to myself. I didn't feel good, but I felt it was tolerable. So that was August 21st, about 6 in the evening. Went to bed, got up, you know, went about my business on Thursday and Friday. But Saturday came. And it was bad from the time I got up. But going back to that Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday, the pain was in and out.
Okay.
But again, I thought it was my shoulder. I convinced myself it's my shoulder because, you know, the whole signs of a heart attack, left arm, pain from your shoulder to your thing. Now, I noticed something that I didn't remember was the sweating, those things like that, that again are common signs. But unfortunately, again, I just shoved it off. It's just the arm, so I'll be all right in a couple of days. And I talked myself, am I too busy? I got too much going on that weekend to not be able to do this.
Right. So Saturday morning.
Yes.
I know that, and I have heard the story before. So you got up and you were either on your way to church or you had been at the church.
Yes,
so take us to Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday morning I got up and did my breakfast thing, cereal, da-da-da. I was hurting then. And I get to church. I said, Ron, I got to go finish preparing for Sunday morning. And I get there, and it's about 9-ish, about 9-ish, maybe 10-ish. And I begin to hurt so bad. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't concentrate even reading my Bible or just finishing up on the sermon for Sunday morning. You know, we work all week long for that one moment and want to make sure that I was ready to give them Jesus.
Right.
And
because that's what you're called to do.
Right. And again, I began to hurt like I never had before. That old saying, you feel like an elephant on your shoulder, that is true. And the pain was like being hit by Mike Tyson. I've never been hit like that. So I had some Tylenol with me, so I took 2 800 milligram Tylenol, drank some water because I was sweating in. And it's August, so it's hot, but it wasn't really inside. It was cool. But anyway, I laid on the couch. I have in my office, no help. Laid on the floor. And then it began to hurt worse. And I got on the phone and said, Rhonda, I'm coming home. I got to go to the doctor. I got to go to the hospital.
So at this point, is this the first time that your wife, Rhonda, is hearing about any of the pain? Or had you mentioned
she
it before?
Knows. My wife very sensitive and got, like most ladies, have great instincts.
Yeah, she knew something was going on.
She did.
But she hadn't heard it from you until Saturday.
But she thought when I complained it was my shoulder, too, because I've been complaining about my shoulder. But not this Saturday. So I called her and said, I'm coming home to go to the doctor at the hospital. And she said, no, we'll come get you. I said, no, I think I can make it.
How far do you live from the church?
About 12 miles.
Okay.
I was at church on Mount Gallant, and I started there. And about the bridge there at the creek right there at Doris, Rock Hill, I had a pain like, again, I thought I was going to pass out. It was that painful. And so I called her again and said, I can't make it to home, so come meet me. So we agreed to meet me at McDonald's. Thank God for McDonald's. Maybe I can get one more cheeseburger before I go. But Amanda and my daughter Amanda and Rhonda come pick me up, and I said, let's go to CMC Pineville. And about the river bridge, I said, Rhonda, I won't make it to Pineville. Take me to Piedmont Fort Mill. And thank God I did. Because, you know, I don't know if Amanda, whoever called them, let them know I was on the way, but they met me at the car door at the emergency area. And they immediately went to work. Those guys at PMC, Piedmont Medical Center, were incredible. Those doctors and nurses knew exactly what to do. They knew what I was dealing with. They knew I was having a heart attack. I don't know if I'd admit it, but I knew I was in trouble. When I heard the doctor tell the my wife, Rhonda, that he was in trouble, he is having a heart attack, and we just don't know, then I got emotional, and I said, Rhonda, get my babies. I want to see my babies before I die. And that began that journey. And then they transferred me from Piedmont Fort Mill to Piedmont in Rock Hill. Again, they were there waiting on me. It's funny because you're in and out of hospitals, and you know everybody there.
So they all knew who you were when they saw
I'm
you
going
coming.
Back.
Not typically the way that they see you
exactly
coming, but
right.
They saw
I
you
was,
coming.
I was stretched out of stuff. It was funny because I knew those people in the heart cath lab. Hmm. And my doctor, whose name I can't pronounce, from India, is Dr. M.
Uh-huh.
But Dr. M was there, and they were so great. But, you know, I'll tell you something. What's interesting here during this whole time on Saturday morning was I had a peace that the world can't understand. And I was just, I'm a born-again believer, and Jesus radically changed my life. But the peace that comes over you, you can't describe, I had that. I knew I was dying. Not only I knew that, I heard the doctor say I was. And it was like, okay, I'm okay. And, it was just, even in the heart cath, I wasn't scared. I wasn't holding on to the sides and trying to hold myself on earth.
Yeah.
I knew if God would come and get me, that'd be fine too, because I had given my life to the Lord years ago. And that saying that a peace, it is that.
Yeah, that's that peace that passes all understanding,
it does,
right?
And it really is. And again, to be able to see my kids again, that's really all I wanted. What, you know, one thing that's harder than it has done for me, it made me reprioritize. It made me sit down. And I wrote out a sermon, What a Difference a Day Makes. And I wrote about what's important to me now and what I do and why I do what I do. And knowing that my family and have all my kids and grandkids around me, that's really all that matters.
Well, before we get there, because I do want to talk about that piece of it as well. After they got you in the cath lab,
yes,
or the heart cath lab, and, you know, they figured out what was going on,
right.
You had heard, you know, you never really lost consciousness,
no,
did
I
you?
Didn't.
So you could hear everything that was going on.
Hear and see on the screen. Mm-hmm. And to know that your widow maker is 100% clogged, mm-hmm, and you don't supposed to survive those things.
Right.
And, you know, I know God has a plan. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than me. It was bigger than my shoulder problem. And, you know, he could call me home anytime he wants to. And knowing that he has a purpose and a meaning and direction for my life, it just all comes and just profoundly speaks to you when you're going through that. But to hear the doctor, even watching the cath lab and listen to the doctor say, that thing was 100% completely clogged, you shake your head and say,
that's God.
Why me, Lord? Right. Why me, of all the people? But again, 70 years ago when I was born into this planet on August 21st, God had a plan then. And God has a plan today. And God will have a plan tomorrow. I don't have to be here. But he ordained that I be here to be a part of the greatest city in all of America, Rock Hill, South Carolina, to hold the hands at hospitals, to be there when people are getting married, to hold brand new babies and those things, and to tell people there's hope. Jesus is the hope for the world.
And isn't it really cool the way that he weaved your story together?
Yes,
because
yes,
like you were telling me off mic here, you know, you weren't given the easiest shot at life when you were right when you were born, really.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, he brought you through all of that,
right,
as a child. You were raised by your grandparents,
yes,
and they were older at the time.
Yeah.
You were the youngest of three siblings,
yeah,
and your grandmother lived until you were 25
yes
years old. So
yes,
God weaved all of that
all
story.
That ended, right.
God called you to be a minister,
yes,
and he put you in places,
mm-hmm,
that then you ended up having to have complete 110% faith in him at that moment.
At that moment, right. And the thing how God weaves your journey together as a pastor going in and out of hospitals, you got to stop and speak to the people who work there.
Right.
And even, I prayed with a lot of those people going through different things, just building friendship and relationships. Not that I might get them to come to Lakewood Church. That's secondary. But really caring about people. And when I needed somebody to care for me, they were right there.
That's right. It was about the Lord.
Oh, it was. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And even like you said earlier, you know, God allowed me to be here in Rock Hill. And this is the greatest place in all the world, honestly. Because it's not about our buildings, our schools, or anything like that. It's about the people here. It's like sitting at this desk. We're not strangers. We sat here and talked a few minutes. We knew this and that and the other about each other. But that's what the Lord wants us to do. Love God, love others.
That's right.
The gospel's not complicated. And really, life's not complicated. Because it comes down to three things. I've learned this. Your faith, your family, and your friends. That's all that matters. It really doesn't concern me who sits in the White House or who sits in a governor's mansion. What really matters is the people that God calls to put in those positions.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. What
and
God's
in that
doing.
Order, right?
Right. Absolutely.
In that order.
And never get the order mixed up.
Never.
Never. Because, again, with our faith, we have nothing.
So take us back to once, you know, you're through all the testing and you hear the news. What happened after that? Did you have have surgery? So where did you go from there?
In the heart cath lab, as they were looking at my arteries and veins, the doctor saw that I needed a stent. So he put a stent in. And it's unbelievable. I was watching them do this, but I felt it immediately.
The relief?
Yes. I felt the blood flow. It's so strange. Until you've been there, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it was amazing. Then I went into ICU and met some great people. Knew most of them anyway.
You met them on a different level.
Yeah, I did. And as they were taking me into the ICU, the whole waiting room was full of people from church friends. Oh, it's crazy. I said, they're going to get locked up because I can hear them from where I'm at. And I'm in that ICU run, and they were taking care of me. They come in every few minutes, checking on me, make sure okay, waiting on me hand and foot. It's a real strange feeling to be waiting on. And you don't want to put anybody out, but they wanted to be there with you.
Well, you're normally the one doing that for others.
Right. So, and, you know, in that ICU unit, I was able to strike up some conversation with my friends and talk with them, minister some there in that, pray with them. And I'm laying down. I'm finally gone to sleep, and I feel somebody in the room. I look up, and Hoop gets him. One of my deacons is looking down at me. I said, oh, did I go to heaven? But it was just people like that coming in and out. Bill Gregory came in and looked over him, make sure it was okay. Another great deacon at Lakewood Church. So these people are now interwoven, not just into my life, but my story.
Absolutely.
Because they were the people that tried to help me recover. Now, again, I told you how busy my life is. My deacons wouldn't let me do anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna pause you there. Right. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to go into that because I want to know what happened next. So with that, we're going to take our mid-program break. We want to remind everyone that you, of course, are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. Okay, what we do here at Substation 2 is special, so we want everyone out there to know what we do right here. It's right here on this T-shirt on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden. We'll be right back with more.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We are chatting with Pastor Jerry DeVinny, the pastor of Lakewood Baptist Church. But most importantly, he is recounting his experience he had last August with a widowmaker heart attack that by the grace of God he is still here. And thank you for being with us today to share your story.
Thank you for having me.
So before the break, we were right up to the point where, you know, you're good. You've had your stent. You talked to the doctors. You did have to stay in ICU for a little bit. And now you're out on the other side of this. So how has life now changed for you? What does it look like? How are you? Because a lot of this probably was due to stress, and you were a hard worker. Being a pastor is not for the faint of heart. It's definitely a calling. So what does life look like now versus before last August?
I would have never, ever considered going on a diet. And the doctors recommend change of diet, change of habits, exercise, things like that. And the cool thing about the Piedmont Medical Center and the doctors there, they made us enroll in a rehab, and those people at their cardiac rehab were incredible. And they all taught us the exercise process. Then the pastor there, I won't mention his last name, but Bill, talked about stress and how to deal with certain things. And the people there were just overwhelming, and it was, again, good for me because, again, my eating habits were horrible. Because I was eat and run instead of eating what I needed to. And, you know, you go through this program and you get through, then I'm going to go back to my normal routine. I didn't. I've been sticking to that diet. Cause I told myself I can do anything over a year. So come August 24th, I'm going to get me.
What you going to get?
An Ebenezer Grill hot dog and a Dutch Mill cheeseburger. I don't know the same day, but I'm coming back. But I determined and disciplined myself to eat salads instead of something I shouldn't, and even going to Pier 51 and eating salmon instead of
fried
Calabash strip. Help me, Jesus. So I was able to change my habits and stuck with it, and my church family has really been good, and they helped me slow down some, and I got some great team members at Lakewood Church, my staff that works along with us. But I wish I could tell you honestly that I have slowed down, but I have slowed down some. But it's hard to just change that habit of who you are.
Yeah.
But I have done better. My wife may argue with me, but I have done better. But again, my daughter, Amanda, is a nurse. And she will be Nurse Cratchit sometimes if I have to have
her. And I know her well.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm
scared of
Jesus. You got to toe the line.
I'm scared of Jesus, Rhonda, and Amanda in that order. But, again, knowing you have a health care professional in your family does help because she can tell the signs and stuff like that. But it's been an interesting journey. one I don't want to go through the pain again, but I'm glad I went through what I have learned afterwards and the people that's been supported. That's why I said Rock Hill is the greatest place in the world to live, because the people that you need when you need them are there.
Yeah.
And they care about you as you would your own family. Mm-hmm. That's the wonderful thing about all this, is knowing that you're not alone. You're not facing these troubles and trials. I don't know what's in store for me later on, but I know this, God has got control of it all. And I hope along this way that I've learned how to care for people in Rock Hill and York County and the people even outside here, even the world, in fact. But it's been a great, great opportunity. Again, meeting people like yourself and so many people at the radio station, Lucas. it's amazing, again, yeah, just to listen and watch people care for you. Mm-hmm. When you didn't even care for yourself, when right, you think about, okay, just going about your business, da, yeah, da, da.
Well, I remember when we heard the news, and so, yeah, it was, you know, it was shocking, because you didn't look like somebody mm-hmm, who this would have happened to. And I would be remiss. I know you yeah, are a pastor,
yes,
and
sir,
I am the daughter-in-law of a pastor, and mm-hmm, I do feel like, you know, God puts you in places that he always
yes,
wants
he
you
does,
to be. And so what would you tell people? I know that you've kind of yeah, touched on this, but what would you tell people who maybe have heard you talk about the Lord and your relationship with the Lord, but might not know him? What can they do? We're pushing up against a break, but I know you can do it fast.
Most people in this town have heard John 3:16. It is true. God loves you so much that he'd rather die on the cross than live without you. He rose again the third day to conquer every fear you ever had, hell, death, and the grave. It's marvelous to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not a religious person. Don't ever accuse me of being religious, but I have been born again. I was lost, without hope, no meaning, no projection. In fact, I was told by people that I was never going to amount to anything. But God loved me because he purposed me here. I'm not a biological reaction. And the wonder of it all, that he would love me and allow me to tell people all over this world, this redneck millhill boy has been on every continent of this earth to proclaim the gospel of Christ, that Jesus loves us. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back soon. I don't know when or where. And I want everybody in York County to hear these words. You need to prepare to meet God face to face. And Jesus is the answer. He's not just the answer for spiritual issues, but physical, emotional, every single thing in my life revolves around a God that I've never seen, but yet lives in my heart. I know he lives because, again, he is my life. I'm here today because God said, oh, not right now. I got more for you to tell.
That's right.
I got more
for
you to tell.
And he used that for you to be able to help yeah, tell his story, as he has done since you were born.
Right.
I mean, and I didn't even
right,
know that part of your story yes, until today. So
yes,
you've got more to do, and
yes,
I am thankful that you are still here, and
yes,
you are our friend, and we can
yes,
call you friend, and that you're willing to be able to come and help share mm, your story. So thank
well,
you for all that you do, Pastor Devinny.
So many's done so much for me in my life in York County, Rock Hill, that I think I owe it back. Mm. And if I can help anybody to listen to the Lord Jesus and listen to their own bodies, stop, take a breath, get healthy, get well, because God's got a plan for your life.
I love that. And that is a perfect way to end the program. I want to thank you again for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having
Pastor
me.
Pastor Jerry Devinny of Lakewood Baptist Church. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And one more time, we're going to tell everybody what goes on here at Substation
yep,
2. Out there, we want them to come in here. It's right here on what we call
yep,
our redneck cue card. So on the count of three, we're going to say these words. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden,
garden, garden, garden. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you.